you just confirm whether you're appealing the red card?
Yeah, I think we are. Even at the time on Saturday, I thought I couldn't see why it was a red card at the time. So it's something we're saying, and we'll find out this afternoon what the outcome of it is.
How optimistic are you?
Yeah, you can never tell with these things, but I think once you see footage of it, I don't even think it is. It's nowhere near an elbow. Do you know what I mean? I just think it's two players coming together. I think the Oxford player wasn't down, and one of the Oxford players pushing that over, and you can see Benat's reaction. He just lies on the floor as if he's the most placid man you'll ever meet. So at that time, I knew that there was nothing. So hopefully, we can get it rescinded.
If not, what sort of options do you have there?
Yeah, we've got options. We've got Ryan McGowan there, Kelvin Mellor's back training now, and I think young Thomas Isherwood, so we have got cover. But I say Matt's been doing well over the last four or five games, and I'd like to keep him because I'd like to have a settled back four for a game, which, you know, we're going to face a team who's very good in scoring goals and counter-attacking football, so we need every bit of experience we have to hopefully continue our run.
It's Monday morning, it's a happy Monday morning. What's the win done for this group?
Yeah, I think anyone does anything great, but I think over the last 3-4 weeks performances have been getting better. I think the Peterborough game where we got a point and we got 3 points, so to take 4 points out of 6 over the last 2 league games, fantastic. We navigated a very difficult tie against Aldershot to get the next round of the FA Cup, so boys have been in positive mood, and it's not been a club where you thought but we are bottom of League One. Everybody's been positive and we're trying to keep it that way, and as it says to players, If we keep working hard and maybe just keep being hard to beat, then you've always got a chance in games.
You've seen a few more smiles on faces of players coming in this morning.
Yeah, of course. I think any club will tell you on a Monday morning you win, it doesn't matter where you are in the league, it's a happy place, and I said it always has been, but these things now just add that wee bit more, hopefully a wee bit more confidence and a wee bit more players starting to believe in themselves again.
Will it allow players to express themselves a bit more as well now that the pressure's off to a certain extent?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that far. I've only won one game, so we need to make sure that everybody stays focused. We keep to what we've been doing over the last 5-6 weeks, and we just continue to do that, and hopefully other players are starting to be a bit more confident. It was good to see Jack Payne, David Ball scoring on Saturday, and to be fair, I thought Owen Doyle's played really well over the last few games, so he's due a goal, and I think he will, because he's working extremely hard for the team.
Stephen Darby's presence at the weekend, what sort of an impact did that have?
Yeah, fantastic. As I say, we were having a chat at half time, a team talk, and also when Stephen went to the pitch, we heard the roar. So, fantastic occasion for him to go in and the fans. He's a person with great respect. I don't know him personally, but everybody I speak to speaks very highly of him, and I think you can see that with the reception he got on Saturday.
How far around the corner do you feel this win's taking the club in terms of turning that corner?
Yeah, it's been a long 4 or 5 weeks. I thought we've been playing reasonably well, and I thought some games were unlucky. But I say to the players, you just need to keep going. The harder you work, the luckier you become. So it's fantastic. I thought the fans played a major part in it on Saturday, and it's probably the first time since I've been here that I've really felt that everybody's been in it together. And I thought that was on Saturday because it was a massive pressure game. I thought the players handled it magnificently well, and as I say, when you handle these occasions at Valley Parade and you score a couple of early goals, then the fans get behind you, and I thought it's back to where I thought it would have been when I first came in.
Luton, trip down there, how big a challenge is this?
Yeah, they're all challenges. I think every team in League One poses you different questions. They've been in fantastic home form. I think out of the 9 games, they've won 7 and drawn 2. So we know it's going to be a tough ask, but the players should go out with confidence, and it's a game where we need to be organised, and we really need to make sure that we try and keep a clean sheet for as long as we can, because these are so important now that when you keep them, we've got players in the team that can score goals, and that's the main focus we need to go, because we know that they're going to come at us for the whole 90 minutes, and they've got strikers and midfield players who score a lot of goals, so it's a game we should be looking forward to.
They are scoring goals for fun, aren't they? Is it going to be a big test for your guys at the back?
Yeah, I think it's not just for ones at the back, it's a test for the whole team. So, as I say, it's one where they're a team in form. They're a team who do like to attack. And as I say, I've watched the last couple of games, and the free flowing and they score goals. So we need to make sure that we're set up to make sure that we're hard to play against, but also we want to go in and try and get something from the game.
Three quite long trips, haven't you, back to back? Logistical, in terms of the logistical challenge, is it quite a big one for the team?
Yeah, I think it's the first game I've played for a few weeks at home on Saturday, so it was nice to be back again. But as I said, the travelling doesn't really affect anyone. I think we do things properly. We make sure we get down there today early, and we make sure we give ourselves today and all day tomorrow to make sure we're properly recovered. And say we're away to Peterborough, and also we're away to Plymouth the following week. So these things is all part of football. It's how you prepare. It's how you prepare mentally and physically, and give a player the best preparation they can for these long journeys that are coming up over the coming weeks.
Have you had any memorable trips to Kenilworth Road?
I can remember playing there years ago, a right few years ago. But no, it's not changed much. It's a tight ground. The atmosphere's electric in it. I think they get behind the team, so I think the players will enjoy playing there.
Thank you, David. Good luck.
No problem. Thank you. Cheers.
Obviously, Carl Henry hadn't played football for quite a while. Saturday, has he had any reaction to that game?
Not well. I've not seen him yet. It's early on Monday morning, but I'm sure he'll be fine. I think he's seen Saturday, he used his experience. I thought him and Paul Caddis and everybody, but I just think them two have come in and helped experience-wise of how we play, how to manage a game, and that's things I think we've struggled to be over since I've been here. I think we've been doing well in games and maybe conceded a goal and then that's us, but on Saturday I thought comfortable with the way we played, and also the additions of them two gave us that bit more experience. So I'm sure Carl will be fine. I'm sure he'll look after himself over the weekend.
And you mentioned how important he was, along with Paul Caddis, Lewis O'Brien as well, and then Jim O'Brien when he came on. That shielding, that back four, that was very important on Saturday.
Yeah, as I said before, it's one of these stages now where we're getting to a stage where we're getting midfield players back, we're getting players who can help the back four. I thought in some games we were a wee bit light in the middle of the park, and as the names you've just mentioned there has gave us that cover. Young Lewis O'Brien at 19 now has been fantastic. I thought he was excellent again. And you can see he's starting to mature, he's starting to make right decisions in games. Because the more you play football, the more you learn yourself, you learn about yourself. So he's been fantastic. And I said, and I think Carol and Jim will help him along that route.
You said about the instant win that. I mean, what was his recollection of it?
Yeah, I didn't think that new, because he's not a type of player. And as I said, I think his arms out for leverage, he's not even touched them. And I've watched it three or four times and I still can't see why, because the referee's the opposite side of him and all.
I was going to say, well, probably not in the best position to
Yeah, he wasn't in the best position, and even if you look at it, I can't see where the red card was for, but I say hopefully we can appeal it and hopefully we can get that available for tomorrow night.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, Sol's law in it that you've got that defensive unit that's looking very solid, and now you're potentially losing, well, two of them.
Yeah, not of course.
The team who score as many as Luton do as well.
So. Yeah.